Oh, there it is.
BS Radio Network.
And now, BS News Network and Hentai Entertainment present the award-winning Subgenius This Week. I'm your announcer, Blood Bloody. Subgenius This Week is brought to you by the makers of Spoingo. Don't forget to water your lawn and spank your monkey every day with Spoingo. 9 out of 10 monkey spankers can't be wrong. And now, here's Father Time with news and commentary.
For the week ending, according to the Dobzine calendar, Tuesday, April 14th, 2001, it's Subgenius This Week. A news and commentary program that spans the globe to bring you the constant variety of bull data, the thrill of slack, and the agony of slacklessness. The yeti drama of religious competition. This is ABC's Worldwide World of Sports. Oh, I'm sorry. This is Subgenius This Week. I'm Father Time. When the conspiracy gets bored and wants to take some of its toys out to play, the conspiracy installs in the human mind the need to compete in mindless, pointless competitions of strength and endurance. Like a child in a sandbox pitting his He-Man action figure against his Batman action figure, so is the running of the so-called 29th Olympiad. Imagine puppets on strings hitting each other with baseball bats. Now put them in water or on a dirt field and give the winner some sort of medallion made from a mildly rare material, and you have the Olympic Games. Sure, it's somewhat entertaining to see what extremes the puppet humans can put their squishy bodies through, but women's synchronized diving? Badminton? Beach volleyball? Not to mention the 1900 Olympic Games, which featured live pigeon shooting. One has to wonder what the hell the point of this all really is. The informed subgenius sees what the point of all this competition is, of course. For the purpose of human competition is to display to eavesdropping aliens which one of the humans will not be simply destroyed on next day, but will be taken up to use as labor slaves and simple pets for the aliens from Planet X. After the apocalypse, some lucky exist who is the highest bidder will be able to keep, Nastia Lukin, in a caged arena where she can do floor exercises for the rest of her natural life, or until her alien master gets bored with her. Michael Phelps will look very nice swimming around for eternity in his master's fish tank. Let's hope that some alien out there shows some interest in Du Yang and Yu Yang, gold medalists in the women's doubles badminton competition. So, to the human, it seems that competition is unwittingly important to their very survival. And isn't it odd that the very last Olympic Summer Games will be held in 2012, a sort of final display for these humans to give to their future alien overlords? It's a good thing that as a subgenius, I'm exempt from these silly competitions, and look forward to the 100-liter Sam Adams Gulpathon aboard my pleasure saucer. Now that's a competition that I can win. I'm Father Time in Madison, Wisconsin. Have a pleasant tomorrow. You're going to die.